Nick, thanks so much for coming back in.
Thanks for having me, Tess. Very good to be here.
So take us back to Monday. What was happening?
Yeah, Monday seems like an eternity ago, doesn't it?
It does.
Barnaby Joyce, there's a familiar name, familiar face. He sensationally claimed on Monday morning that he remained the elected Deputy Prime Minister of Australia and will feel no guilt in returning to lead the National Party if Michael McCormack is rolled. However, Prime Minister Scott Morrison came out later that morning and insisted there will be no change to his leadership team as a junior Nationals minister urged his old boss to pipe down. That was Bridget McKenzie, of course. And Big Mac was the name that ScoMo came up with for Michael McCormack to try and get some sort of media traction going there and try and defend him from Barnaby Joyce and the George Christensens of the Nationals Party.
It's unfortunate when you've got a... You mean there's the entire thing about making up your own nickname, and that it's just a little bit sad. I don't know how much more of a step up this is when you've got a guy who goes by ScoMo coming up with your nickname just to get media traction.
Yeah, it's ScoMo and Big Mac or Big Macca or I don't know. There's a few plays on words you can do there, can't you? It's versatile. I'll give him that.
This is very true. This is very true.
Of course, and the leading news on Monday, the devastating plane crash in Ethiopia could renew safety questions about the newest version of Boeing's popular 737 airliner. And of course, in the days since, we've had most countries now have banned the Boeing 737 MAX 8 from flights for the time being. Of course, that was the same model of plane that was involved in the Lion Air crash in Indonesia 5 months ago. 157 people, that was every single person aboard the flight from Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, to Nairobi, Kenya's capital. There was everyone on board that flight and nobody survived the plane exploding on impacts.
That's just awful. I remember that one, actually. I had forgotten that Monday was the day that it had come through, but that was not good news to wake up to.
And the fallout, of course, it has been one of the leading stories this week, and I think there's not much you can really do but ground these flights until you find out what the kind of issue is that's going on here.
Yeah, well, for two of them to go down in a short amount of time, absolutely.
That's right. And, Tess, on Tuesday morning, we were just starting to get the whispers, I think, of the big news story of the week. On Tuesday, we had the first big Brexit development of this week, which has been another of the defining weeks of the UK's biggest political crisis of perhaps ever.
Post-war, at least, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The UK government secured an improved Brexit deal that morning, ending with a press conference held by Theresa May with Jean-Claude Juncker in Strasbourg. And that deal included a measure designed to prevent a hard Irish border. And Juncker said he has no doubts the deal will be done in time. Funny the difference a few days makes there, Mr. Jean-Claude, funnily enough.
Yeah, narrator voice, that did not come to be.
Yeah. And on Wednesday, of course, her hopes of securing that House of Commons approval for a Brexit deal suffered the shattering blow. Leading Tory and DUP Eurosceptics said they wouldn't recommend that MPs vote for it. The so-called Star Chamber of Lawyers convened by the Leave-backing European Research Group found that agreements reached by the Prime Minister in those 11th-hour talks do not deliver the legally binding changes the Commons has demanded, and that would eventually lead us to where we are now in regards to that. Also happening on Wednesday, Barnaby Joyce backed away from challenging Michael McCormack. He said he would continue to push for government invested in a coal-fired power station, but insisted he was behind Mr. McCormack and the Prime Minister, or as they like to go by, ScoMo and Big Mac.
Someone has taken Barnaby Joyce behind the scenes for a quiet word by the sounds of that.
Yes, and lastly on Wednesday, the big legal news of the week, Chief Judge Peter Kidd, he sentenced Cardinal George Pell to a maximum of 6 years in jail on a parole period of 3 years and 8 months for the sexual abuse of two choir boys in Melbourne in 1996. The big factor in his reducing of the sentence was taking the 77-year-old's age and health into consideration. If you found those developments confronting or you need any support of any kind, please feel free to call Lifeline on 13 11 14, of course.
Yeah, that was awful. And, you know, we watched pretty much the entire sentencing. It was hard to watch.
Rough, very, very rough. The camera on that man there, who we're not sure of his association with the case, but he was distraught, and that was the toughest thing for me, to see that man in such distress.
Just awful.
Moving on to yesterday, although it feels longer than yesterday, British MPs rejected leaving the EU without a deal in any scenario, which paved the way for this morning's vote to delay Brexit to seek a way out of the country's worst political crisis in generations. And also, an Australian woman trapped with her two young children in a refugee camp for IS families faces the full force of the law if she returns home. That was according to Scott Morrison. So, no sympathy for that young Australian woman, believed to be Zara Duman from Melbourne, although her identity has been concealed by herself, is being held at a refugee camp in northeast Syria. And so the children are innocent victims in the terrorist acts of their parents, according to Scott Morrison. He has adopted a very tough, unsympathetic stance here on the former IS bride, Australia's first one a few years ago.
Yeah, and it's funny to see that come out so hot off the heels of a very similar case over in the UK, and
in,
you know,
UK,
watching how the two different countries deal with it. Yeah.
And her infant child, the UK national's infant child, did pass away a few days after birth, complications there. So that's you know, an innocent life lost in a pretty messy situation there. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing good was coming out of that.
Yes.
Oh, what a week.
What a week, Tess. What a week. And, of course, you know what happened this morning with Brexit. It's just Brexit this morning. And they're delaying the EU, and we're trying to figure out how long they're delaying by, whether it's going to be delayed or not, and what the EU wants, what Theresa May wants. What does anyone want?
Oh, you've got a busy morning. I'll let you go untangle the rest of Brexit.
Cheers, Tess.
Thanks for that, Nick.